Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Meditations of the Private Notebook of Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor who tried to live by Stoic philosophy while carrying the pressures of leadership, war, illness, and public scrutiny. This adapted edition for the contemporary reader presents the core Stoic ideas in more approachable language and framing, helping modern audiences engage with an ancient text that was never intended as a polished treatise. Rather than arguing abstract theory, Marcus repeatedly returns to practical reminders: focus on what you can control, meet difficulty with steadiness, treat other people with fairness, and keep your mind aligned with nature and reason. The power of the book lies in its realism. It does not promise constant calm or perfect virtue, but it shows a disciplined effort to return, again and again, to better judgment and better character. Readers looking for daily guidance, mental resilience, and ethical clarity often find it a companionable, challenging work that rewards reflection and rereading. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the discipline of control and inner freedom. A central Stoic message in Meditations is that a person gains freedom by placing attention where it belongs, on their own judgments, choices, and character. External events, other people, reputation, and even the body are treated as partly or wholly outside personal command. The adapted presentation typically helps readers translate this into modern terms such as managing reactions, separating facts from interpretations, and choosing responses under pressure. Marcus repeatedly trains himself to ask what is actually up to him in any situation, then to act decisively within that boundary. This approach is not passive acceptance, it is a strategy for directing energy toward effective action and away from mental spirals. In contemporary life, this can apply to workplace conflict, online criticism, family tension, or uncertain markets. The practice involves noticing when the mind adds extra suffering through catastrophizing, resentment, or craving approval. By returning to what can be governed right now, you reduce emotional noise and become more reliable. The theme also encourages responsibility. If your thoughts and actions are yours, then you can refine them. Over time, this discipline aims to build a stable inner life that remains intact even when circumstances change. Secondly, living by virtue as a practical daily standard. Meditations frames virtue not as a label, but as a daily operating system. Marcus treats qualities such as wisdom, justice, courage, and self-control as the only truly good possessions because they can be practiced in any setting. An adapted edition usually highlights how Marcus applies these virtues to ordinary moments, handling insults, responding to mistakes, doing unglamorous duties, and making decisions without vanity. Wisdom involves seeing things clearly and choosing sound principles rather than chasing impulses. Justice involves fairness, honesty, and a commitment to the common good, even when it costs personal comfort. Courage is not only battlefield bravery, but also the willingness to face discomfort, uncertainty, and unpopular truths. Self-control is the ability to pause before reacting and to steer desire toward what is healthy and constructive. This topic matters because it offers a stable metric for success. You can fail at outcomes and still succeed at character. For modern readers, virtue ethics provides an antidote to identity built on performance or applause. The emphasis on doing the right thing quietly, consistently, and without complaint can reshape habits, strengthen integrity, and make leadership more trustworthy. Thirdly, impermanence, mortality, and perspective. Marcus frequently contemplates how quickly everything changes: status, possessions, relationships, and even empires. This reflection is not meant to be gloomy, but clarifying. By remembering impermanence, he tries to shrink ego, loosen attachment, and reduce the power of fear. Contemporary adaptations often connect this to modern anxiety, consumerism, and the pressure to curate a perfect life. The Stoic move is to see time as a lens that restores proportion. What feels unbearable today may become insignificant tomorrow. What looks like a career-defining event may be a brief scene in a long story. At the same time, awareness of mortality creates urgency for meaningful action. If life is finite, then postponing virtue and kindness makes less sense. This perspective also helps with grief and frustration, because it reminds the reader that change is part of nature rather than a personal insult. Instead of demanding permanence, Marcus encourages cooperating with reality and investing in what endures: good judgment, service, and relationships grounded in respect. For readers, this topic can translate into better priorities, fewer petty conflicts, and more gratitude for the present moment without clinging to it. Fourthly, dealing with other people, patience, empathy, and boundaries. A major challenge in Meditations is social friction. Marcus repeatedly prepares himself for encounters with people who are careless, selfish, or ungrateful. His solution is neither naive optimism nor bitterness. He aims to respond with patience and fairness, while also keeping clear boundaries around his own mind. An adapted addition typically draws out the psychological insight here. You cannot control others, but you can control the story you tell yourself about them and the way you choose to act. Marcus emphasizes that many harmful behaviors come from ignorance of what is truly good, which can soften anger into understanding without excusing wrongdoing. He also reminds himself that humans are made for cooperation, and that resentment damages the resenter first. Practically, this can guide modern interactions in teams, families, customer service, and online spaces. The Stoic stance encourages speaking plainly, correcting when necessary, and then letting go of the need to be praised or to win every argument. It also warns against becoming like the people you dislike. The goal is to keep your character intact in difficult relationships, responding with reasoned strength rather than reflexive hostility or people-pleasing. Lastly, attention, self-examination, and daily practice. Meditations is structured like repeated training rather than a linear lesson, and that form communicates a key Stoic idea: improvement requires continual practice. Marcus returns to the same reminders because he knows insight fades under stress. Modern readers often benefit from this because it reframes personal growth as maintenance, like physical fitness. The book emphasizes attention, the ability to notice what the mind is doing in real time. When attention is present, you can catch impulses before they become actions, detect when pride or fear is driving a decision, and redirect yourself toward a better response. Self-examination is another pillar. Marcus audits his motives, warns himself against laziness and vanity, and recommits to his duties. An adapted edition may make these reflections easier to apply through contemporary language and prompts. The practical takeaway is to build small rituals: morning intention setting, brief pauses during the day, evening review of actions, and premeditation of challenges. This topic also highlights consistency over intensity. Rather than waiting for a crisis to become wise, Stoicism invites the reader to rehearse clarity in ordinary moments. Over time, these habits can strengthen resilience, focus, and moral steadiness. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want practical philosophy rather than abstract theory, especially those navigating stress, leadership responsibilities, career uncertainty, or emotional reactivity. It is also a strong fit for anyone interested in classical Stoicism but intimidated by older translations, since a contemporary adaptation can make the recurring themes clearer and easier to use as daily guidance. The benefit is not a quick mood boost, but a sturdier way of thinking, separating what you control from what you do not, choosing virtue as the measure of success, and meeting difficulty with steadiness instead of panic or complaint. These habits can improve relationships, decision-making, and personal discipline because they repeatedly pull attention back to character and action. Compared with many modern self-help books, Meditation stands out for its honesty and lack of salesmanship. It does not promise a perfect life, and it does not rely on trendy frameworks. Its value comes from a real human voice testing principles under pressure and returning to them when he fails. That combination of timeless ideas and approachable adaptation makes it worth buying as a book to reread, annotate, and use as a long-term companion. If you would like to support Marcus Aurelius, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.